on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
EFF leader Julius Malema has condemned the US's actions towards South Africa, saying they are a retaliation for the country's support for the people of Palestine. He was speaking in Parliament during a debate on Washington's withdrawal of US aid funding for HIV/AIDS programs in South Africa. Malema has accused the US of often fabricating human rights violations as a pretext for intervention in foreign nations.
The growing calls by right-wing groups for foreign funding to establish independent states and to be armed by foreign interest must be recognized as part of a broader plan. This is the early stage of economic isolation, leading ultimately to military intervention. Next, AGOA will be terminated, escalating tensions between USA and South Africa.
MKP MP Wesley Douglas also agrees that Trump's decision to suspend aid to South Africa is not an economic decision.
This is economic warfare and unethical medical blackmail, an attempt to strong arm us into submission because we dare to stand for justice, for land reform, and for restoring the dignity of the oppressed. This is not about aid, it is about power, control by a minority of racist landowners and beneficiaries of colonialism and apartheid over our land and resources, and whether South Africa has the right to determine its own future without external influence.
Well, Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says they've been meeting with many potential new funders for the programs, but none have spare cash at the moment.
Now, I believe then Trump doesn't owe us any cent. Trump doesn't owe South Africa any cent whatsoever. And for that reason, we need to stand on our own. We must not waste this crisis. For that reason, Honorable Malema, I am challenging this House. Can we call a debate why all of us here, including all well-to-do South Africans who are on medical aid, why are we still getting heavy subsidies to stay on private medical aid?
Cooperative Governance Minister Vilenkosi Nhlabisa says people who live in flood zones need to be relocated as soon as possible to avoid unnecessary loss of life. 21 people have been killed in KZN following floods due to heavy rains in recent weeks. Nhlabisa was speaking on the sidelines of an oversight visit to Gauteng today.
We are living in a time of bad weather, climate change, and every time when it is raining, we start panicking.
And a 42-year-old man has been handed a suspended sentence for causing the destructive fire on Paarl Mountain in the Western Cape. Officials say the blaze in November caused extensive damage to the environment and put lives in danger. Rudolf Coxum was arrested in December for illegally starting it. He's been handed a sentence of 2 years in prison, suspended for 5 years. Drakenstein Municipality's Mayor Stephen Korabi says the suspended sentence sends a strong message against such reckless behavior. And to stay updated on the latest local and international news, get into WhatsApp, click on updates and search for East Coast Radio Newswatch to follow our channel. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, 29 tomorrow, Richards Bay, 33.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Rob Key says that there is not a cultural problem with the England white ball cricket team. Varsity College face Forte tonight in the Varsity Shield. And Romain Intermac back at Fly Half for France against Ireland this weekend in the Six Nations.